Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in. On today's show, we have Volume 2 of The Adventures of Nick and Nora Charles, Lighthearted Amateur Detectives in The Thin Man. And please check out the archives for Volume 1. And when you're done with that, please follow and rate the show. And also check out the website and the shop in the descriptions below. And with that, enjoy The Thin Man.
Hello, creeps. This is Private Z once again raising the curtain in the Mystery Theater. Well, tonight we have another adventure of The Thin Man for you, a rough and tumble little opus called The Case of the Moon Murder. It all started one moonlight night with Nick and Nora Charles walking home from the movies. They were strolling along the Central Park side of Fifth Avenue when suddenly Nick stopped.
Well, that's queer.
It certainly is.
I mean those two men fixing the gutter over there. Let's go over, baby.
Nick, are you going to give up me on a park bench just to become a sidewalk superintendent?
No, darling, but I was doing some sidewalk engineering at that spot this afternoon. I watched them dig that hole.
Oh, then you're afraid these fellows can't get along without you.
They had the whole thing finished this afternoon. Very satisfactorily, too. It was all ready to put the paving on. Why should they dig it up again?
Maybe the night shift didn't like the hole the day shift dug. Or maybe the men just have nothing to do. Come on, darling, let's find a bench.
That's right, pal. Scram.
Am I disturbing you?
Yeah, don't you know better than to stare at geniuses at work?
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were a temperamental artist.
Go on, beat it.
I will not. You don't look like such a good ditch digger to me.
Go on, roll your hoop or I'll paste you one.
Why, Nicky, tell him I'm no hoop, I'm your wife.
Listen, you Toscanini of the shovel. I'm a taxpayer and I can watch you fill up a hole if I want to.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There.
Oh.
Nick, he hit you.
Thanks for telling me, dear. I'd never have guessed.
The big gorilla. Sock him back.
Oh, darling. I don't know how I'd ever get along without your advice.
Oh!
Good for you, darling. Right on the butt. Why, Nicky's running away. And so is his pal. I knew they were cowards. We showed them.
They're running to that parked car.
Well, make them come back, dear. They didn't finish their hole.
It's too late now. They're driving away.
What are you picking up there, Nick?
A dental bridge. Must have knocked it out of his mouth. Look down there, baby.
Hmm?
In the hole they were filling in.
What? It's a man's hand.
Yeah. I'm going to clear some of that dirt away.
They were burying someone in the gutter on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, that's right, baby. New York is the only city in the world where people would see that and mind their own business.
Well, who is he?
Well, his wallet identifies him as Patsy Tonelli. There's a curious quarter moon insignia in his lapel. think I'll take it. It may mean something.
What did he die of?
Lead poisoning of the brain. You see them?
Bullet holes.
Yep. Murder. Don't you get it? They were going to bury him here, and in the morning the street would be sealed over and paved, and no one would discover the body.
Have you any idea who killed him? Any clues?
No, baby. Just a page torn from a memo pad I found in his pocket. It says, Ellsworth Gailton, 941 East 57th Street. Oh, I wish I'd had a good look at the guy I socked. I couldn't see him well in the dark. Hey, Nora, duck.
Why?
That car racing down the street. They're holding guns out the window. Watch it.
Ah!
Wait down. Oh. You all right, darling?
Yes, dear.
Well, they're gone now. Why'd you scream?
I just wanted to see if I was in good screaming voice.
That car looked like the same one those two ditch diggers used to get away in.
Oh, Nick, there's a cab.
Now, let's hope it's empty. I want to get out of here. Hey, taxi!
Taxi, bud?
Yes, sir. Get in, dear.
Where to, bud?
Home. 60 Park Drive.
Nick, aren't you going to investigate this?
Let's mind our own business and play safe. I'll phone Inspector Gallagher from my house.
Darling, look behind you. It's the same car that shot at us. We're being followed.
Yeah. Well, that means we can't go home. They'll find out who we are, and I'm sure they'll want to bump us off. Okay, baby. The only way to be safe now is to tackle this.
Well, what'll we do?
As soon as we can shake that car, we're going to see Ellsworth Gailton. Driver. Oh, driver.
Yeah?
Take us to East 57th Street, near Lexington.
Okay. Gosh, on a night like this, you'd think something exciting would happen. But nothing ever happens around here. These streets are so dead.
You don't know how dead they are, pal.
Ellsworth Gailton's apartment is 18B. That must be down the hall.
Come on, baby.
Nick, are you sure we lost that car that was following us?
Not too sure. After I got out of that drugstore where I phoned Gallagher, I thought I saw someone following us here. Oh, this is 18B. I'll ring.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'd like to see Mr. Gailton, Mr. Ellsworth Gailton.
And whom shall I say is calling?
Mr. and Mrs. Nick Charles.
Come in, please. Will you wait here, please? I'll tell Mr. Gailton.
A butler and everything. It looks as though Mr. Gailton's having a party.
Oh, this is no party, baby. It's a slick gambling joint. Don't you see? Over there. They're playing roulette. There's a poker game. In that corner, dice.
Oh, can I play, Nick?
On a night with a full moon? Oh, don't be silly, baby.
If you'll come this way, please. Mr. Gailton will see you in his office.
Okay.
Mr. Gailton, Mr. and Mrs. Charles.
All right, Samson. Come in, Mr. and Mrs. Charles.
Well, how do you do?
How do you do? Mr. Charles, you've never been here before?
No.
Who sponsored you?
Patsy Tonelli.
Tonelli? I don't believe he ever mentioned you. In fact, I know he didn't. You a friend of his?
Yeah. You ever see this before?
Well, it looks like some kind of insignia. Quarter moon.
That's right, Mr. Gailton. You'll never guess where we found it.
Of course, Patsy used to wear this. Hey, how'd you get this? Now look, Patsy's my friend. Has anything happened to him?
Yes.
Well, tell me, I'll do anything in the world for Patsy. Where is he?
The last time I saw him, he was lying in a hole someone dug on Fifth Avenue.
Patsy?
He couldn't get up. He found it hard to walk when he was dead.
Oh, was he murdered?
Well, he had two bullet holes in his head.
It's the Moon Mummers.
The who?
The Moon Mummers. It's a crazy cult that Patsy joined. That's why he wore that insignia. Tell me, is there a full moon tonight?
Oh, yes, a beauty.
Yeah, they always kill under a full moon. What's going on out there?
Okay, Tootsies. This is a stick-up. Reach for the ceiling.
Nicky, darling, a masked hold-up man. Aren't you being a little corny?
Shut up. My pal's got everybody in the rest of the joint covered, so don't try any tricks. Gailton, go out of this room. Go on, out the door.
All right, but don't shoot.
Hey, you. What are you doing there? Why ain't you got your hands up?
But I have got them up.
I don't like you.
Oh, that's because you're a man. All the girls like him.
I don't like you either. I think I'm going to let you both have it just to show them others we mean business.
Out, go!
Nick, you knocked him clean out the door. Did any of his bullets hit you?
No, they went wild.
Well, why are you locking us in here?
It's safer, baby. Hey, look.
Yes.
There's a central fuse box in this room. We're in luck. I'm going to turn out every light in this apartment. There.
Why'd you do that?
With all that dough in there and those gunmen loose, there should be a nice riot to take their minds off of us. Yeah, there it starts.
How are we going to get out of here, Nicky?
Well, there's a ledge outside this window. We can crawl to the neighboring apartment. Get going, honey. We haven't any time.
All right, dear. Oh, this ledge is narrow. How high up are we?
18 stories. Move along, baby.
18 stories?
Wait, Nora, hold on. What's the matter with you? You nearly slipped.
I started to faint. Remind me to finish it later.
You scared, baby?
Me? Scared? Not at all, dear.
Keep going, baby.
All right. I'm coming to that open window. Shall I knock before I go in?
No, dear. Just write and ask for an invitation. Go in before I start slipping again.
All right. There. Well, come in, Nicky.
All right. There. It's very dark in here.
I know. But I can make out someone sleeping on that bed. You can see him there in the moonlight.
Yeah.
Who's there?
Oh, it's just us. Did we wake you?
Yes, I was sound asleep.
I'm sorry to disturb you.
You're very pretty.
So are you. Now you just close your eyes, put your head on the pillow, and I'll tuck you in.
All right. How'd you get in here?
Oh, we just slid in on a couple of moonbeams.
Really? Is that possible?
Uh-huh. Anything can happen on the night of a full moon.
So I've been told.
How do we get out of here?
The door's over that way.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, dream girl.
Well, Nick, where do we go from here?
We're going to see Big Ears Benny. There are a couple of angles on this case I'm not sure about.
Isn't it queer, darling? That man didn't seem the least bit disturbed by our coming in his window. He seemed pleased by it.
Well, baby, if you walked in on a moonbeam while I was sleeping, I'd be pleased by it, too.
Oh, why, Nicky, the moon's got you loony, too.
Yeah, but I think that man's going to decide any minute that he wasn't dreaming.
Help! Police!
You know, what did I tell you? Let's beat it fast.
Good evening.
Hello. I'm Nick Charles. This is my wife, Nora.
How do you do?
Pleased to meet you, I'm sure.
Is Big Ears Benny at home?
Oh, gee, what a gorgeous coat. Where'd you get it?
A Mambouche. Oh,
what's that, a saloon?
Well, it's a sort of clothes saloon.
Who are you?
Well, Mrs. Big Ears. Oh, gee, that's a gorgeous hunk of material. Even feels gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
Expensive, huh?
I don't want to interfere, girls, but where is Big Ears Benny?
He's spending the night in jail.
Oh, you had an argument?
Nah. Once a month they lock him up. Oh, gee, your dress is pretty, too.
Thank you. So is yours.
Yeah. Only 2 centimeters and a half. I had to squeeze the dough out of Benny like he was a wet mop through a wringer.
Would you mind telling me why Benny's in jail?
Well, tonight they got a full moon playing in the sky. Every time they got a full moon, they arrest Benny.
On what charge?
Well, they run out of charges. He just goes down to the jail instead of coming home.
What jail? The one at police headquarters?
Nah, they don't bother to take him there anymore. He checks in at the local precinct on the corner.
Oh, well, thank you, Mrs. Big Ears Benny. Uh-huh. And good night. Come, Nora. We better go now.
All right, dear.
Gee, Nora, I simply adore your clothes.
Why, thank you, Mrs. Big Ears. Next time I do a striptease, I'll invite you over.
There's Benny, Mr. and Mrs. Charles. Go right over. You can talk to him through the bar.
Yeah, thanks, Sergeant. Come, dear.
Hello, Mr. Big Ears.
Nora and Nick. Hey, it's nice to see you again. Are they locking you up on account of there's a full moon, too?
No, not yet, Miss Benny. We just came to see you. Well, they gave you a very nice cell.
Oh, I always get it to look sweet every time I stop here. What's on your mind, Nick?
What do you know about a guy named Ellsworth Gailton?
You're talking in my deaf ear, Nick.
Does this $10 bill help your hearing?
Oh, it makes me hear music, Nora. And when I hear music, I feel like singing. Gailton is ambitious to become the number one rat in this town.
What else does he handle besides gambling?
Anything he can muscle into.
He's got a mob?
Yeah. He's got a permanent want ad out for evil-minded personalities.
Who's Patsy Tonelli?
I'll need a little more music.
Will another 10 help?
Oh, considerably. Tonelli is a torpedo who was imported from St. Louis. He specialized in murder and torture. No one knows who imported him or who he's working for.
Does this insignia mean anything to you?
I'm straining my singing voice, Nick.
Goggle with this 10 spot.
Oh, that's a big help. That there quarter moon pin is the insignia of the Moon Mummers, a wacky outfit that's really a racket.
What kind?
Oh, it's got something to do with the moon. A guy named Tamar Luna and his wife Laura Luna run it. They work out of a brownstone house at 999 East 89th Street. I'm not sure, but it smells like blackmail to me.
Well, why should Tonelli be wearing this pin when he was killed?
He was a member of that there cult, maybe.
Do they ever murder any members of their own cult?
Maybe. Them people is nuts, but it takes plenty of murdering to rub out a torpedo like Tonelli.
Thanks a lot, Big Ears. Well, baby, we're going to drop in on Mr. and Mrs. Lunar.
Just a second, Nick. You got some influence with the cops?
Yes, Benny. Why?
Can't you tell them that the full moon doesn't have any effect on me? I'm perfectly normal.
You certainly are, Big Ears.
I'm the most normal aeroplane that ever lived. Watch me fly.
There is someone at the door, Tamar.
I'll answer it.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Mansion of the Moon, madame.
Why, thank you. Are you Tamar Lunar?
I am Tamar Lunar.
Well, you're just the one I want to see.
Have you been having trouble with your moon, madame?
How do you know?
Tamar can tell. This is Laura Lunar.
Greetings. May all your moons be cloudless.
Why, thank you. That's a very pretty thought.
Why have you come here?
Well, you see, I have a slight case of lunacy. I mean, I want to join your society.
And who told you about our society?
Patsy Tonelli. You know him?
Oh, yes. He was a quarter moon.
He was?
But never real. He is on his way to becoming a half moon.
What happens after he becomes a half moon?
He becomes a full moon.
And then? Oh, no, oh, no. Don't tell me. Let me guess. He becomes the man in the moon. Right?
Wrong.
Well, don't get sore.
How did you know quarter moon Patsy Tonelli?
Oh, just socially. I used to know him in St. Louis.
Truly?
Truly. By the way, where is Patsy?
If you are joining the Moon Mummers, you mustn't be interested in men of this earth.
Are there any other kind?
There are moon men.
Where?
On the moon. You can love only one of them.
Well, aren't there any around here?
Yes, my husband.
Oh, that character?
He's the only living moon man on this earth.
Well, how do you do?
Laura, my dear, do you think she has the qualities to become a member of our society?
She is very pretty in an earthly sort of way.
Thank you.
She is a figure that... Earthman at my...
You know, I've got a feeling I'm going to like it here.
Laura, shall I test her?
Go right ahead, Tamar.
What are you going to do?
You will find out, my dear. First, I must see if you can love me. Put your arms around me.
Oh, but won't your wife mind?
Mind? I will criticize you if you fail to show some enthusiasm.
You certainly aren't like the Earthwives.
What do they know on this juvenile Earth? It's only a few billion years old. Not on the moon. Go on, Tamar.
Now, I am going to kiss you.
No.
Yes.
Oh! Look, my dear, she has no love in her heart.
I got love all over, but not for you, Moonface. I'm... No, don't!
Tie her up, Laura.
Don't worry, Jerko. I'll tie her up like a salami.
And don't you try to move our drill.
With a gun.
Yes, where's Tonelli? Come on. We know something happened to him. You better start talking.
I don't know where he is.
Oh! The next one won't miss. You had better start remembering things. What happened to him?
He's dead. He's been murdered.
Who are you? What's your racket?
I'm just trying to find out who murdered him, that's all.
Did Gailton send you?
Gailton?
You know what I'm talking about. Start spinning.
I don't know anymore.
Okay, here's where you
come. Tonelli, look out behind you tonight.
Nicky.
Hello, baby.
Oh.
I sneaked in the back just as I told you I would. Get up, Luna. I got your gun.
Be careful. Don't shoot that gun. It's loaded.
I know it, pal. You're both so anxious to squeeze information out of people with a gun, I'm going to see how you like it for yourself. Who killed Tonelli?
We don't know.
What connection did he have with you?
None whatsoever. Oh, where am I bleeding?
Nowhere. But that won't happen the next time. Where does Tonelli fit into this picture?
We hired him.
Laura, keep quiet.
It won't be quiet long. I'm going to call the police.
I have nothing to hide from the police. Laura... come.
Where do you think you're going?
Oh, we're just going to disappear.
Nick, they're going up in the air. They're going back to the moon. They're gone.
Oh, nuts.
Do you suppose we can call it Moon Key Shines?
It's some stage trick, baby. These cult headquarters are always full of them.
But they went right up in the air through the roof.
Well, it's done with wires and a trapdoor in this dimly lit room, honey. They must have got away by this time. Come on, we're going to take a quick look around here, and then we're going home.
Have you got the key to our apartment?
Yeah, here it is, baby. Boy, it'll be good to get home. I'll open the door.
Excuse me, Bud, do you have a match?
Why, yes, right here.
Oh!
Nick, is that a nice thing to do? You knocked him out for no reason at all.
I knocked him out because he whistled when he talked.
What?
Remember? That hold-up guy at the gambling joint who tried to kill us. He whistled when he talked, too.
Oh. Oh, why? Bridge work?
Yes, you guessed it, baby. And look, that dental bridge I found beside that excavation on Fifth Avenue fits right in this guy's mouth. You see?
What are you going to do with him, dear?
Drag him into the house and make him comfortable. This case is in the bag.
Hello, Charles.
Oh, Mr. Gailton. I've been waiting for you.
I brought a few of my men along. I thought we might need them for this job.
You certainly will. There's the man we found trying to bury your friend Patsy Tonelli on Fifth Avenue. We tried to get him to tell us who killed him, but he won't talk.
I'll make him talk. Hello, Goofer.
Hiya, boss.
Boss?
Yes, you poor saps. You played right into my hands.
Well, you mean you killed Tonelli?
Yeah, I had the pleasure of doing it personally.
No.
Yes.
But why?
I told Tom Aluna I wanted a cut of that blackmailing racket he ran with his wife. So what does a dope do? He hires Tonelli to bump me off.
And you killed him first?
Sure. Oh, you'll realize I'm telling you this only because you're going to die, Charles.
Oh, but Nat...
Oh, cheer up, Mrs. Charles. We all got to kick off sometimes. Just think, you'll know when.
Oh, no, Mr. Gailton. You're the one who's going to know when, and very soon. Okay, Gallagher.
All right, guys.
You're all covered by the cops, boys. There's a dozen of them. Now, don't start any trouble, fellas. My wife just cleaned up all the bloodstains in our living room.
And so, Mr. Genius, give me the rest of the details.
I knew that holdup in Gailton's joint was a fake. Was an attempt to kill us.
Well, how'd you know? Let's sit on that bench.
Because Goofer got in so easily, and he forgot to frisk Gailton for a gun when he ordered him out of the room.
Then when Goofer turned up here, you connected him with Gailton.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. I knew that Tamar Lunar and his wife were innocent of the murder because they tried to torture information out of you.
The police caught them?
Yeah. Yeah, they were nabbed in Grand Central. They found enough material in their moon mansion to send them up for a long time on blackmail charges.
Oh. Oh, Nicky, darling, I don't think Central Park ever looked so lovely at night. Put your arm around me.
Well, what's the matter? Afraid of a moonbird?
Mm-mm, I'm chilly.
I fell for that line once before.
What happened?
Nearly wrecked my life. I married the girl.
Oh, is that why you can't do it now?
Why, of course, baby, I'd have to marry you. since I'm already married, well, that would be bigamy.
Oh, I don't mind if you're a bigamist, dear, as long as I'm both your wives.
Nothing like a few murders to keep your married life a happy one. Just ask Nick and Nora. It's time once again to close the doors of the Mystery Playhouse. So until next time, this is Private Z saying good night. Sleep tight. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
The Thin Man with Nick and Nora Charles, the happiest, merriest married couple in radio. Tonight and every Tuesday night at this same time, that international favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer, proudly presents the finest in summertime entertainment. So sit back, relax, and pour yourself a tall, foaming glass full of blended, blended Pabst Blue Ribbon. While you listen to the stars of our show, Claudia Morgan as Nora and Les Tremain as Nick, in tonight's Adventure of the Thin Man, entitled The Adventure of the Passionate Palooka. It's 1 o'clock in the morning of one of those sizzling July nights that make the average New Yorker feel like a hot dog on a griddle with mustard. We find our hero, Nick Charles, tossing restlessly in his bed and mumbling to himself.
I wonder if I ought to get an order to hit me on my head with one of my old blackjacks. Oh, no, she'd enjoy that too much. Still nuts.
Of course, Nora is twitching away in her bed, too. And when she notices that Nick's managed to close his eyes and doze off, she mumbles sweetly to herself.
He can't do that to me, the big goon. What right has he got to sleep in a night like this and leave me alone in my misery?
And so, with genuine wifely devotion, she gently wakes Nick up.
Nick! There's a fire!
What thing? Fire?
There's a fire!
How? When? Where?
On my feet, and I'm cooking. Were you asleep?
Yes.
I thought so.
Is that why you woke me?
Well, you had no right to do it without telling me how.
Do what?
Fall asleep.
Well, dear, I thought of hundreds of people diving into swimming pools.
Female people?
Why, yes, but they were all beautiful. They all look like you.
Oh, nice. Maybe I'll think of hundreds of you jumping into a pool.
Well, that's a great idea. Makes me feel cooler already.
You're making your first leap.
You're diving.
I look like a swan, huh?
You land flat on your tummy.
You must be thinking of someone else, Nora. I never dive like that.
Now you're under the water.
What stroke am I doing?
You've disappeared.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't I come up?
No, I can't see you.
Well, Nora, get me out of here. I'm drowning.
I'm diving in after you. The crowds are applauding.
Hurry, will you?
I'm fishing around for you.
I'm over here.
I've got you.
Yeah. Hey, let go. You're pulling my hair.
Be quiet. I'm rescuing you.
Nora, baby, you're being carried away. You're pulling me out of bed by the hair.
That's the way you rescue people, you ghoul.
But I haven't got that much hair left. Cut it out.
Let me drag you to the shore first.
Oh, I'm on the floor, Nora, dear. Or is it the shore?
It's the shore. Everyone is pinning medals on me and saying, what did she ever want to rescue him for?
Oh, nuts. Now you've just about ruined all my chances of ever falling asleep.
That's a fine thing to say to a wife who just saved your life. Who wants to sleep tonight, anyway?
What do you think we should do?
Let's go out.
Go out?
Mm-hmm.
At this hour? Nora, do you want me to become the kind of a bum I used to be?
Mm-hmm. Just for tonight.
Okay, baby. Nick the Dick prowls again.
Nick, aren't you glad we came out? Look, the whole town's up.
Yeah. And look what we're walking into, a band of serenaders.
Hey, Bud, would you and your girl like to find a way to forget the heat?
We certainly would, Mr. Bud.
Then join the Gutter Glee Club for unmusical verses.
Oh, I'd like to, but won't you get into trouble singing in front of that apartment house?
For the astronomical rents they pay in that joint, they deserve a little music.
Come on, Mickey, you know plenty of wrong notes. Let's sing.
Right. Hard along by the light of the sun.
Stop it! Cease and desist!
Hey. Who's breaking it up, Nora?
The man on the seersucker who just ran out of the building.
Go on.
Oh, really?
I'll call the cops. The trouble with you, Bud, is you ain't got no joy in your heart.
But I got two musical ears on my head. Go on, skedaddle.
Nick, there's a man who would put the harps in heaven out of tune.
I think I know that guy.
If you do, you shouldn't. He looks so grouchy, I bet he bites himself for breakfast every morning just to make sure he feels sore.
Well, what are you waiting for? Contribution? Aren't you Scoot Skillet, the fight manager?
Now, what if I get... Nick Charles! How are you?
Where'd she get her? Oh, I figured I needed a manager, so I let her sign me up for life.
Glad to know you, Mrs. Charles. Hey, say, Nick, you want to get a piece of something good? I'll sell you half of Adam Bomb Brickenhead for only $2,000.
Well, who's Adam Bomb Brickenhead?
Quite sensational new fighter who's meeting the champ tomorrow night.
Oh. Well, which half of this prize fight are you selling?
She's the educated type who don't know nothing about nothing, huh, Nick? I mean a half interest.
Why should you want to sell before the big fight, Scoot?
I need money back. What are you saying, Nick?
No dice. What's wrong with Brickenhead?
Get this. How'd you guess?
Because you wouldn't sell a half interest in the right time if you could make a buck at it.
Well, then maybe you can help me. Listen, the atom bomber just ain't himself. Nobody can find out what's eating him. Being as you're a detective, maybe you can find out, Nick.
Where is Mr. Atom Bomb?
Upstairs, trying to rest. Takes away them singers.
Well, guess what's wrong with him?
Even the doctors can't find out. They says it's all in his mind. So I calls him a mind specialist. A head doctor. And you know what he tells me?
What?
That the atom bomber ain't got no mind. And this information costs me $25 an hour.
Of course we'll help you, Mr. Scoot. Come, Nicky, let's meet this mindless wonder.
Hello, Scoot.
Hello, Sunshine. Bomber, I want you to meet Nick and Nora Charles.
Oh, cheers.
Hello, Mr. Adam Bomber. What's this?
I heard it in a movie. It seemed so debonair. Oh, I'm so unhappy.
Bomber, suppose you tell us what's bothering you.
Nothing. Except I'm miserable.
Why are you miserable?
Because I'm unhappy.
But why are you unhappy?
Because I'm miserable. See, it's a vicious cycle. Oh, me.
But, Bomber, there must be some reason why you're groaning like a sick cow.
I wish I was a cow.
Well, you got the voice for it, but your figure's wrong.
Yeah, there's a catch to everything, ain't there?
Just a second. Why do you wish you were a cow?
Why not? I wish I was anything as long as I ain't me.
But what's wrong with you?
Nothing hurts me nowhere, Doc.
Listen, old man, these ain't doctors. They're detectives. I thought they might help you.
Well, nobody can help me. Not even Betty Gretz. Detectives? Did you say detectives?
Why, yes.
Detectives.
Look, Nick, he's coming to life. He don't look dead no more. He looks dumb, like he used to be.
Scoot, leave me alone with these two people. I gotta talk to him alone.
What's the matter? You don't trust me no more?
No, but I'm temperamental. I'm trained to a fine point. Nervous and high-strung, like an underbred thoroughbred.
You are?
I know I am, because I read about me in tonight's sports page. Now, leave me alone with him.
Okay, Bomber.
Nick, Nora, you're the only two peoples in the world who can help me.
Can we?
I didn't want to tell no one before, because no one thinks I got any brains, which is true. You see, Nick, it's JoJo. I love JoJo.
Well, what happened to JoJo?
She's gone. She left me.
Why?
I don't know. I always treated her good. I never even kicked her. Not even once.
How sweet of you.
I never even kept her chained up. Hey, maybe I should have chained her up, honey.
Well, there are two schools of thought about that, but it's good for some females.
Yeah. Whenever she got hungry, I always threw her a bone.
Well, how generous of you. What's that? What kind of a dame are you in love with?
A high-class kind, of course.
Who eats bones?
Lulu don't eat bones. She eats caviar.
Lulu? But we were talking about JoJo. How many people do you love, Mr. Attenbomber?
Just three. Me, JoJo, and Lulu.
Now, let's take them one at a time. Who's JoJo?
Just the most beautiful mongrel dog I ever found in Alley, that's all. And I love her.
When did the dog disappear?
On the night I fought with Lulu.
Oh, Lulu's a prize fighter.
No, but she should be with the right she's got. Lulu is a girl. JoJo is a dog, and me, I'm a rare phenomenon.
You are?
That's what the doctor said I was. Nick, Nora, promise me you won't tell nobody what's wrong with me. Not even Scoot.
Why?
Well, if everybody knew how I felt about JoJo, they'd think I was dumber than I really am. Can I help it if I love dogs?
We'll keep your secret.
And now, will you find JoJo for me? How can I win the world championship tomorrow night knowing JoJo is walking the street with no one to scratch her fleas? Look at me. Take pity on me. I'm wallowing in woe. I'm crying.
We'll find your doggy, Mr. Attenbomber, before tomorrow night.
Mrs. Charles, you're a dear, sweet person. Almost as sweet as JoJo.
Maggie, darling, what makes you think you can find a dog in a nightclub like this? I mean, a dog is not only bright, but bark.
Beautiful. Have you ever heard of Banana Nose Norbert?
Is it an ice cream sundae or a relation of Jimmy Durante?
He's the guy who owns this dive, and he practically runs the underworld of this town. We became friends when I sent him up the river years ago.
Nick, you promised me that we were going to live in the upper world from now on.
I was afraid you'd object. That's why I brought you here before I told you the reason. Nora, baby, it isn't as if this was a detective case or something, but do you think that dog disappeared by accident?
You mean the poor pooch is a victim of dog snatching?
Well, do you think smart gamblers would stop at stealing a dog if they knew the effect it would have on the Attenbomber?
I don't know, Nick. Waiter said you wanted to see me.
Oh, Banana Nose. This is my wife, Nora.
Well, well, well. Well, wonders never cease. You're the first guy who ever came into this joint with a beautiful tomato that he was actually married to.
Why, thank you, Mr. Banana Nose.
You don't mind that I called you tomato, Mrs. Jones?
No, if you don't mind my calling you Banana Nose.
Nah.
Banana Nose and tomato. We ought to get together and open a vegetable store.
That's funny.
Listen, Banana Nose. I'm looking for the pup that was stolen from Adam Bomb Brickenhead.
Oh, yeah? Why?
We promised to return him. Without that dog, Mr. Adam Bomb is so depressed he'll hardly be able to fight tomorrow night.
Oh, so that's why the odds went down against him. You know, Nick, a few weeks ago, the experts figure him to beat the champ.
He will beat the champ if he has his doggy.
Ah. If he does, someone named me can clean up a load of loot. Nick, your worries are over.
they are.
Just tell me what the pooch looks like, and by tomorrow morning, you will have that dog in your apartment for breakfast.
You're listening to the new adventures of the Thin Man, presented for your summertime entertainment by the makers of that international favorite, Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. Just before our program started tonight, you heard on your radio those NBC chimes. You know, that bing-bong bell. Now, you've probably heard that NBC musical signal 150 times or more. And every time you've heard it, bing-bong bell, it made exactly the same sound. Well, I can't think of a better way to illustrate the uniformity of Pabst Blue Ribbon. If you enjoy a good glass of beer, you've probably ordered Pabst Blue Ribbon 150 times or more. And I'm sure you noticed every glassful was exactly alike. Not too heavy, not too light, but fresh, clean, sparkling. With the real beer flavor coming through just the way you like it. Now, how does Pabst keep it that way year after year? Well, I can sing the answer to that one, too. 33 fine brews blended into one great beer. Yes, that Pabst blending process is costly, and it takes infinite patience, but the result? Well, I'll leave it to your sense of taste. Why not order a few cans or bottles and learn why millions the world over have settled down to blended, blended Pabst Blue Ribbon. Back, relax, and let's catch Act Two of tonight's Thin Man adventure. Nick and Nora Charles have promised to find Jojo, the mongrel pooch whose mysterious disappearance has broken the heart of Adam Bomber Brickenhead, the heavyweight challenger who lacks a mind. It's now 11:30 in the morning, and we find our hero and heroine at breakfast.
Nicky, do you know what I dreamed about last night?
Dog?
Yes. How'd you find out?
I dreamed about him, too.
Well, darling, tonight Mr. Adambaum goes into the ring to battle for the championship. And he's still dogless.
Well, don't worry, dear. Banana Nose Norbert won't fail us.
He said he'd have the dog here for breakfast. We're having breakfast. And no dog.
Oh, now, Nora, you mustn't take it so to heart.
Why not? Poor Mr. Adambaum. Without a mind, without a dog, and with a broken heart. What's he got?
Cauliflower ears, 200 pounds of solid muscle, and an appealing personality.
I think Lulu's behind the whole thing.
The Adam Bomber's girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
But they're in love with each other. Why should she pull a mean trick like this dog napping?
Well, I'm in love with you, and I do mean things to you.
Yeah, that's true. Why do you do them?
Because I love you, man. Besides, they had a fight.
Wait a minute. Listen.
It's a dog. Unless I'm hearing things, too.
There are two dogs. One's a coloratura soprano, and the other is a basso profundo.
Nick, it's a full operatic ensemble.
Laura, this can't be. This thing has affected our minds. We've gone pooch potty.
Oh, well, one of the dogs is ringing our bell.
Just a minute.
Hiya, Nick.
Banana Nose.
I told you I'd have a dog for you. Got my voice around the ball like a spike. Hey, you dog, shut up. Hey, Spike, make them dogs obey me. Don't they know who I am? Come in, Banana. Let the dog rip in the hall.
Hello, Mrs. Charles. The Banana Nose never fails. I got the pooch, I think.
So I heard. What made you do this?
Oh, I ain't no dope. With these low odds on the Adam Bomber, there's going to be plenty in it for old Banana Nose when we find the doggy and the Adam Bomber wins the fight.
Yeah, I see your angle. But Banana Nose, I thought you'd figured some gambler took the pooch.
I checked on that angle. The hound was not hijacked. So I figured he was on the loose, since the Dog Society didn't pick him up.
It isn't a him dog. It's a her.
A tomato?
Mm-hmm. Jojo is a female.
Well, I'll be doggone. I forget there was two kinds. I told them to pick up all the black and white mongrels they could find, no matter what kind of personalities they had.
Yeah, well, we'll bring the dogs in, and I'll have the Adam Bomber come down and see if he can identify one of them.
Are you going to bring that mob of mongrels in here, Nicky?
Well, what can we do, Nora? We've got to be good hosts.
Well, you can stay here with them, Nick. I know what I'm going to do.
Where are you going, Nora?
To investigate my own angle on this dog napping. I'll call you up, darling. I'll seek out the back way. Come on.
Nora!
Well, Nick, shall I bring him in?
Well, I guess so.
I'll pay you, mug. Send in all the girls, Nora.
Good evening.
Good evening. Are you Miss Lulu Laverne?
I am, too.
Well, I'm Mrs. Nora Charles.
Pleased to meet you, I think. Entree, French. That means come in and also something expensive to eat in high-class continental dumps.
It does?
Yes. Are you interested in culture?
Well, I suppose so.
Culture is my latest passion.
Well, I thought Mr. Adam Baum Brickenhead was that.
Oh. What do you know about it?
He told me about you, Lulu.
He did he? Mm-hmm. Well, whatever he said, it's a foul and delicious canary.
You mean malicious canard?
Oh, trying to out-culture me, are you?
No, Lulu, I'm just trying to find Mr. Adam Bomber's dog.
Well, what did you come here for? Do I look like a dog cat? Don't answer that.
Lulu, all day long, poor Mr. Adam Bomber's been trying to identify his dog. Hundreds of dogs have been brought to my house. So far, his hasn't turned up.
Not even one of them pooches is Jojo?
Not one. If he goes into the fight without Jojo, he'll just be killed.
That's great.
I know you took the dog.
Oh, so I'm a dog thief now.
The doorman of this apartment house saw you with the dog.
And after the tip I gave him for Christmas. But he didn't see me with Jojo. He saw me with my own dog, Tiki.
He saw you with two dogs.
That must have been the night he seen me with the Atom Bomber.
The Atom Bomber isn't two dogs.
He is so. You don't know him as good as I do.
Lulu, you just say those things because you had a fight with him.
Sure. Can you give me a better reason?
And on the day you had a fight, you took the dog out for a walk and you told him she ran away.
She did.
Why?
Because we girls just didn't get along together. And besides, no man should love another female as much as he loves that dog, even if she has got a better pedigree than I got.
Lulu, you're jealous of Jojo.
Me? Jealous of a pup? What's she got? Dog skin. I got mixed.
Lulu, you know where that dog is, and I'm going to see that you return her.
You can't scare me. Hey, who are you calling?
My husband. He'll make you confess.
That's unfair. You can't turn a man loose on me. You can see I'm the type that men can melt.
Nick. Good heavens, who answered the phone? Nick.
Hello, Nora, baby.
I thought the dogs answered the phone for a moment.
Well, they've done everything but that. Banana Nose and his boys keep bringing me in by the dozen. Hey, get down.
Have you found Jojo among them?
No. The Atom Bomber's here. He's dazed from the dogs and scared to go into the ring. Yeah, hey, don't fight.
Nick, come up here to Lulu's place right away. I'm sure she's got the dogs.
Okay, Lulu's place. Wait a minute. The Atom Bomber's got to rush to the fight now. Hey, Bomber, you want to say something to your girl, Lulu?
Yeah. Hello, Lulu. I love you, Lulu.
I'm glad to hear it, Mr. Bomber. But this is Nora. Lulu, come here and say something nice to him. He's got to rush to the fight now. Encourage him.
I sure will. Hello, Mama?
Lulu, I'm so miserable.
Yes. And my best wish is that the champ should lady in the first round.
Lulu, what a wish.
What are you complaining about? If you're croaking round one, you won't have to finish the fight. Goodbye.
This television broadcast of the World Championship fight. And the Atom Bomber has covered the champ with blood. That is, the Atom Bomber's blood.
Lulu, Nora and I have brought you to this beer parlor to see what you've done to the poor Atom Bomber.
Yes, Lulu, look at him. He looks terrible.
Oh, that's the television set. It ain't perfected yet.
Folks, as you look at the face of the Atom Bomber, don't think your television set is broken. It's just what the champ did to him.
Oh, boy, he's really a mess.
There's the bell, folks, and we're off for another round of slaughter. Here comes the Atom Bomber. He's dying right in the champ right.
Oh, stop him back, Bomber.
The Bomber's tired of the champ right, so he's aiming his head at the champ left.
The poor Bomber.
Nick, she's breaking down.
I can't bear to see his ugly face falling like that. All right, I'll give you the poop. He's in a dog hotel on a honeymoon with my dog. Come on, I'll show you where.
Here's Jojo.
Thanks, Doc. Nick and Nora, can you still get to the site on time?
Yes, Lulu. Scoot has some ringside seats for us, right near the atom bomber's corner.
So this is JoJo. How do you like being a bride, JoJo?
Come on, you three gushing girls. We've got to rush.
He got here in time. Look, the bomber is still alive.
Yes, he's resting between the rounds. Nora.
Yes, dear.
You sit here with Lulu. I'm going to take JoJo to the bomber's corner.
All right.
Hey, Scoot! Bomber, look what I've got here! Hey, Scoot!
Nick, don't bother me. We're trying to keep him conscious.
I've got something that'll make him win the fight.
Look, Nick, I ain't got time. This boy of mine needs everything but a blood transfusion.
Scoot, I'll buy that half interest in your boy for $2,000.
Sold. I'll sell you the half above the waist. That's completely dead wood.
It's a deal. Now let me talk to my half of my boy.
Okay, yeah.
Bomber, look what I've got under my arm.
JoJo. My little doggy JoJo.
Yes, your girl Lulu had her. She took her because she thought you loved her more than you loved her.
That ain't true. I love my dog just as much as I love my toy.
And Lulu loves you, too. And there she is. She came here to watch you win the championship.
Lulu? Oh, boy, I'm going to kill that champ. I'm going to murder him. My fighting spirit is returned. Nothing can stop me now.
Okay, I'm going back to our seat. Go in there and win, Bomber.
Nick!
I'm coming, baby.
Did you tell the bomber what happened?
Yes, Nora.
Did it do any good?
Good. You just watch, Lulu. As soon as he saw you and the dog, he was practically resurrected.
Resurrected? Is that good?
It's going to be sensational. There's the bell.
Look at him go. Stop him in the head, Bomber.
Give him the old one, too.
Oh, boy, there goes the bomber. Look at him swing.
Yes. Look at him miss.
Look at him receive that wallop from the chin.
Look how nicely he falls.
Get up, Bomber.
That's right, Bomber. Stay there and take a nice rest. Take a rest, Bomber.
He isn't resting, Nora. He's unconscious.
Don't be silly. He's being small. Get up, Bomber.
JoJo, bark at him. Inspire him. Nora, he was knocked out.
But that's impossible. He did everything like they do in the movies, and it never ends this way. It's a foul.
I'm afraid the bomber is down for the count. Now, if Nicky and Nora are smart, they'll go on home and have themselves a cold, refreshing bottle of that blended, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon. The beer with the fresh, clean, sparkling flavor. You know, Pabst Blue Ribbon is quite a home favorite with happily married couples. Just to mention a few, there's Mr. and Mrs. Gregory Peck, Mr. and Mrs. Bob Hope, Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence Melchior, and Miss Gladys Swarthout and her husband, Mr. Frank Chapman. Now, these people can certainly afford the best of everything. And the fact that Pabst Blue Ribbon is served in their homes is a tribute to its quality. I could tell you about Pabst's 104 years of leadership in the art of brewing and explain how Pabst developed the science of blending. Yes, blending 33 fine brews to keep the same identical Blue Ribbon flavor and quality in bottle after bottle, year after year. But I'd rather you'd simply taste it yourself. By tasting, by comparing, you'll understand why millions the world over have settled down to blended, blended Pabst Blue Ribbon. For the conclusion of tonight's Thin Man adventure.
Hello, Nicky, darling. Where have you been?
To see Scoot and pay him for my half of the bomber.
Oh. How is he?
Very happy. He wishes there were more people like me in the world and less fighters like the bomber.
Well, that's not nice. The bomber really tried hard.
Yeah, I know. The bomber says he would have won the fight if the champ didn't get in his way so much.
I know. But is it Mr. Bomber's fault if there was another man in the ring? Anyway, I'm glad to hear he's going to marry Lulu.
When did you find that out?
Oh, well, Lulu phoned a few minutes ago.
Well, that's one match I hope he'll win. Nora.
Hmm?
Nora, darling, what are you knitting there?
Can't you guess?
Why, it looks like a little garment.
Nora, don't tell me.
Yes, it's true. JoJo's going to have puppies.
Well, then congratulate me.
Why?
After what I went through with that dog, I practically feel like a father. Looks like another hot night tonight.
And if we can't sleep, I know just what to do now.
Go out again?
No, we'll get into too much trouble that way. We'll each have a glass of ice-cold Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, and then I'll do this. And say good night, Nicky, darling.
Next Tuesday night, when Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer brings you another happy, exciting Thin Man adventure with Les Tremaine and Claudia Morgan.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.